Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Welcome back to Small Caps. My name is Kerry Stevenson. And guys, I'm bringing you today, this week, or whenever you see this, a company by the name of Spark Technologies. Their ASX code is SPN. If you haven't heard about them, that's because you're here on Small Caps and you're going to hear lots about them. They are in the green energy space. So what they've done is they're developing an ultra green hydrogen technology, and they've just recently announced a partnership with the University of Adelaide, which potentially can become a game changer. So I wanted to bring them to your attention. Joining me today is Stephen Hunt. He is their executive chairman, one of the busiest guys in the market. Stephen, you've had a really nice busy week this week, and your shares have been very, very good for shareholders.
Yeah, thanks, Kerry. Indeed, the share price has responded very, very well to the news that we are entering green hydrogen technology together with the Adelaide University.
Right. So, now, before you get stuck into that, for those listeners that might not know, they'll be like, Spark Technologies, what do you guys do? So let's give a brief overview of what it is that you do.
Yeah. So Spark Technologies, we listed back in November last year, and we have a number of agreements with the University of Adelaide to commercialise their graphene technology. So we've been working, well, before that time, with the university to develop graphene in a number of applications. Coatings is the main area that we've been focusing on. So coatings such as anti-corrosive coatings, anti-fouling for shipping, antimicrobial coatings, conductive coatings, a whole range of coatings. In fact, we've got 13 different coatings projects on the go as we speak.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, it is. It is. So coatings is, as I say, the main focus. We also have a number of other areas where we are looking at applications of graphene, such as the medical space, in medical devices, as well as composites, adding graphene into concrete, in various composites, and also various remediations such as PFAS. We're working together with the university in that respect as well.
What does graphene do? Why is this technology so important in all these different areas? What does it do? Does it strengthen it? Does it stop it rusting? Why graphene? I'm trying to get my head around that.
So graphene's a relatively new material, first discovered in 2004, and the two guys that discovered it won the 2010 Nobel Prize for Physics.
Oh.
Yeah, so since then it's really come out of the laboratory, if you like, and it's starting to really find its way into the commercial space. It is a material, and it's a two-dimensional material in its purest form. It's just one layer of carbon atoms. Now, what you do is you add graphene into various applications. So it's a material that can be put into just about anything. And as you said, yes, it is. It makes whatever you're trying to work with stronger. It's 200 times stronger than steel.
Oh, wow.
It's very, very light. It's got an incredibly high surface area. It's superconductive. It's hydrophobic. It's also antimicrobial.
What does hydrophobic mean?
It sort of pushes away water. So a little bit like oil, if you like. It repels water.
Sorry to interrupt you, Stephen. So for both, you know, I was talking to somebody just recently whose husband didn't look after the boat, and it had all this muck on the bottom of it. It cost them a fortune. So are you saying that this could be applied to ships, to boats, to whatever, and it stops all that muck if you use this as a coating?
That's correct. So in terms of antifouling, because of its antimicrobial capabilities, if the bacteria doesn't grow on the coating, then you don't get the next stages of creatures, if you like, growing from that, whereby you end up with your barnacles and everything else. Coupled with that, because of graphene's hydrophobic, and it repels water, it has less drag as well. So it's actually drag resistant. Wow. So that helps your fuel efficiencies, use less fuel, which once again is better for the environment. So there's a whole multitude of positive outcomes associated with the coatings work that we're doing.
That is separate from the ultra green hydrogen technology, isn't it? That's your graph. Is that right? Just explain that to me.
Yeah, it's not entirely separate, Kerry, because of the incredible scope that we can use graphene for. There are applications in the hydrogen technology that we're looking to improve with the use of graphene.
So Spark Technologies, just so I get it completely right, the base, the foundation is graphene.
Correct.
And that can be applied in lots of different ways, and the latest way is in this ultra green hydrogen technology.
That is absolutely correct.
Okay. So why did you partner up with the University of Adelaide? Were they the ones that had the technology and you said, look, we know how to commercialise that?
Absolutely. So we have a strategic partnership agreement with the University of Adelaide. They are a cornerstone investor in Spark.
Okay.
So they're a major or substantial shareholder, I should say. And through that relationship, we started talking about this hydrogen project because, in fact, they had an issue which they thought that graphene might be able to help resolve. So because of that issue, we then discussed the greater project, and it certainly struck us as being something that we would dearly like to get involved in because it's such an incredibly exciting area to embark on.
Well, there's a lot of chat at the moment, isn't there, Stephen, about hydrogen. It's something on everybody's lips at the moment. But hydrogen itself is quite I don't want to say dangerous, but you've got to handle it very carefully. Does the introduction of graphene make it a more stable gas, if you like? Is that...
Potentially, yeah. That's not something that we've really looked at to date, Kerry. We've been looking at the specific technology that the university has in relation to the catalyst, and looking at the potential of adding graphene onto the coating of the catalyst.
Right. Okay.
So once again, there's synergies with what we are doing in coatings and the hydrogen project.
Let's back up a little bit. This game-changing technology, let's just describe how it works, because from what I understand, it's the electrolysis component. Is that correct?
So we're actually doing away with not only the electrolysis component, but the source of the electricity that drives the electrolysis. So you see these images of green hydrogen, and you see this massive infrastructure of, acre upon acre of solar farms and wind turbines, hundreds of these things, incredibly expensive. We've seen some projects, infrastructure cost of $5 billion to...
Oh my goodness.
To make electricity in the first place, which then drives the electrolysis to split water. Now, what we're doing is doing away with that whole system of wind farms and solar panels, and the electrolysis. We're looking at directly using the sun's the sunlight onto a catalyst, and then that catalyst then splits the water into hydrogen and oxygen. So okay. we see the potential of this as being an absolute game changer, because clearly it has the potential to reduce CapEx, and we believe, yeah, massively, and OpEx as well. As we know, you know, I think current hydrogen costs somewhere around $5 a kilo. We're seeing that the government's coming out and saying, well, we need to get it down to around about $2 a kilo. That's a target that we certainly have in mind, and in fact, we would like to improve on that.
Wow.
There's a massive point of difference between conventional green hydrogen and what we're calling ultra green hydrogen.
What stage of the development are you in? Because sometimes these things can take an awfully long time to get to market, to get to that sort of commercialization stage. Where are you guys at with this?
Yeah, absolutely. The University of Adelaide's been working on this for 4 years. They have developed certainly the concept and proof that concept.
Okay.
So for us, it's the next stage of the project is really scaling up what they've done in the laboratory. And I should also add that there are panels of these catalysts operating at Roseworthy in South Australia at the university's campus there. And that has been operating since January of this year, producing hydrogen from those catalysts. So it's very well advanced, but at the same time, we're not, you know, starting off at lab scale, trying to create something in the lab, because it has been created in the lab. The next stage is to really try and put together a prototype.
What's your time frame around that, do you think? And I don't want to pin you down too hard, but again, I guess these are milestones that would excite investors. Like if you said, oh, look, it's probably another couple of years or 10 years. I'm just trying to get an idea of the news flow.
Yeah, so we have announced that the project with the university is over 4 years, and the first 2.5 years is actually really looking to get that prototype in place. And also during that period, I think it's very important that we undertake a technical assessment, economic assessment, a TEA. That's going to be, I think, very critical for not only us, but for the markets to understand the economics and the viability of this technology. And certainly if it gets to where we believe that it has the potential of going, then, it could be extremely exciting, not just for us, but for everybody around the world trying to reach net zero.
Yeah, because it is, that's the thing on everyone's lips at the moment, and that's what you're talking about. Now, you said earlier that graphene was only discovered in 2004, so it's relatively new. And I know you've been working with the University of Adelaide, but did you see that this, you said you've been working on it for quite some time as well. How big is the market? And is your technology, is there something similar out there? So is there another type of spark technologies out there? Or are you saying to me, look, we've got this patented technology. It's a game changer, Kerry, and no one else can come close. Where are we at with that?
Oh, look, I think there's a multitude of companies around the world working in graphene because it is such an exciting place. There's no doubt about that. How many graphene companies are actually involved in hydrogen technology? I don't know of any others.
Okay.
So marrying these two very exciting technologies together, I think is reasonably unique. There could be others out there, but doing what we're doing with the type of hydrogen technology that we are looking at with the University of Adelaide, I suspect is unique.
How big is the market, Stephen? How big is the global hydrogen market at the moment? And do you know how big it's set to grow? Because it is, as I say, lots of people talking about it. Net zero is on everyone's lips as well. How big is the market?
I'm sure if it was economic, it would be a much bigger market than it currently is. And I think everybody's looking to see the economics improve with right. improvements in technology and with scale, economies of scale. I'm sorry I'm not answering your question because in terms of raw numbers, but I think
probably in the trillions.
We would be literally talking trillions. I think, as we all understand, Kerry, we will never see in our lifetimes a greater shift in investment, the way that energy is produced.
Yeah, and energy, actually, that's a big issue at the moment, isn't it, Stephen? Because have a look, even at the US, in Europe, energy prices are going through the roof. And, you know, it's a concern for people. And I guess if you can get this to be economically viable, because I think you said it hasn't been, and you're saying that this particular technology can bring those costs down, that changes it, makes it easier to go from the fossil fuel led baseload power into using this type of technology.
Absolutely it is. And, you know, as you say, the world's looking for this. It needs it. You know, governments are talking about net zero, but I honestly don't think anyone knows how we're going to get there. And I think that's a big criticism of net zero at the moment. But we all believe that technology will improve, and you know, I see that this technology certainly has a role to play in all of that. It's potentially absolutely game-changing.
One of the things you said earlier was you had 13 projects, and that was all around the coatings market, because this green, ultra-green hydrogen technology that you're working on, has that, I guess, distracted you from the coatings, or are they coming along at the same pace? And also, you've recently done a fundraise, I think, of 2.8 mil. Where are those funds going to be applied? Is it all going into the green hydrogen, or is some going to coatings? Again, just having a look at, I think your market cap, we'll talk about that as well, cash in the bank. I just want to understand where that shareholder money is going to be spent.
Yeah, absolutely. Our focus will certainly remain on our graphene projects. Okay. We've got the team built for that. We've got Mike Bartels, who recently joined as our managing director. He's had 40 years experience with the biggest paint companies in the world on a global director level, with both ExxonMobil and Sherwin-Williams. He brings a massive amount of ability to our company, as does a former colleague of his, Andrew Smith, who was a technical director for Asia, Pacific Asia. So we've built the team in graphene. We see that as potentially being as disruptive in coatings as what we're looking to do in hydrogen, green hydrogen. And so that's going to continue. But in addition to that, with the hydrogen project, the university is actually running that project. They've got the team. They've had the team for a number of years. The government and the university have been funding that. We will look to fund it now. Yes, we will be involved as helping to manage the project and direct the project. but the actual day-to-day activities of the project will be undertaken by the team at Adelaide Uni.
Why did they come to you now, Stephen? Is it because they want to commercialise it, or like you said, they've been working on it for 4 years? Why now, and why you?
Well, I'll start with the latter first, and I think that's in part because of our relationship. We've done a lot of work with the university over the last 2 to 3 years, and it's worked well. So we've got a great relationship. But why now? I think in part because the opportunity has arisen now, whereby their current funding is coming to an end. So they were looking for a new partner to carry them forward.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. All right, we are almost out of time, Stephen Hunt, and most people will know that I like to ask, because I said right at the start, you've had a really good, once this announcement about the University of Adelaide and this ultra-green hydrogen technology hit the market this week, there's been a good, strong strength in your share price. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd invested on the 1st of July, you'd be up quite a large percentage, just let me tell you. What are the three reasons you think that our listeners out there should be taking a good hard look at Spark Technologies right now?
Yeah, well, look, I think certainly that the graphene is still incredibly exciting. Our patented graphene technology is now reaching the point of commercialisation with a number of our projects. So I think that's a really important space to continue to watch with Spark. And now entering the ultra-green hydrogen technology, that's a game changer potentially in this green hydrogen space, which, as we all know, is a very, very hot topic at the moment, getting to the world to net zero. So we think we can be a very, very big part of that, which is incredibly exciting. Number three.
I was about to say, you've got to give me three.
Okay. Number three, with our current market cap of, call it 70 million or thereabouts, and we do have a very tight register, we are a minnow on the world stage when it comes to companies involved in the energy space. And even the graphene space. So whilst we've seen a pretty steep share price appreciation in the last couple of months or so, Kerry, I suggest that it still represents excellent value when you look at us in terms of a market cap.
Well, that was a very good overview of your company, Stephen. Spark Technologies, ladies and gentlemen, as I said at the start, the ASX code is SPN. Go and check them out. You can also look at their website, which is sparktechnologies.com or .au?
.com.au.
There you go. Just had to double check that. So go and have a look at Spark with a C, S-P-A-R-C, sparktechnologies.com.au. Stephen Hunt, Executive Chairman, thanks for joining me on Small Caps today. Great story.
Thanks, Kerry.